A silly accident.
Morning, June. You're looking a bit tired this morning. Is everything all right?
Morning, Pat. Oh, it is now, but it wasn't yesterday.
Why? What happened?
Well, as the weather was so good, Rebecca and I decided to go for a walk late in the afternoon. It was lovely, but took longer than we thought. So when we got back, it was already evening. Rebecca said she was starving and disappeared into the kitchen. I went to tell Malcolm, who was cutting the grass in the garden, that we were back, when all of a sudden I heard Rebecca screaming out loud. She'd taken a packet of cheese out of the fridge to make a sandwich, and instead of using the scissors, which she always does now, she tried to cut the plastic around the cheese with a knife. It slipped and she cut her finger.
Ouch!
Exactly. I dashed into the kitchen and asked her to show me her finger. The cut was very deep, so I decided to take her to hospital.
Oh dear.
When we got there, a nurse saw us straight away and examined her finger. She put a plaster on it and told us it had to be x-rayed and to wait outside until they called her name. The nurse wasn't in a rush anymore, and we sat there for a long time before she called Rebecca to be x-rayed. I thought we'd have to wait for a long time again for the results, but no, they were quite quick this time.
Ah, I guess that's the luck of the draw.
After 15 minutes, a doctor called her in and told her she was quite lucky. The cut did not go all the way through a tendon, just a little bit, and he needed to sew it up. I went outside to wait for Rebecca and waited 1 hour. Who would believe that it would take all that time to sew up her finger?
Indeed.
By the time we got home from hospital, it was nearly midnight. That's why I look so tired this morning.